Are you living a life that feels good? Could it be better? Welcome to the Pursuit of You podcast. I'm Jocelyn Kate. What does it mean to be in the pursuit of you? Identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve so you can experience ultimate happiness through emotional connection. Today I wanted to talk about the power of perspective. And I wanted to talk specifically about how our perspective works. Because I think we all really understand that we have perspective, right? But the way perspective impacts our life is really through a subconscious effort. And the thing about our perspectives is that it's like a circle. There's no beginning or end. And it is impacted both by our conscious and subconscious mind. It is impacted both by our thoughts and our behaviors. And, you know, I did talk in a previous episode about how our body and mind work together. And so sometimes our body will feel sensations and communicate a story to the brain, and our thoughts will intellectualize those sensations and determine a story. Sometimes our mind will develop thoughts, and those thoughts will communicate to our body, and then our body will begin to feel sensations. So for example, if you were to visualize yourself standing on the edge of a very tall building and looking down and seeing how far down the street is and how small everything looks down below, you can bring yourself to a state of nervousness. You know, you can really feel the sensations in your body about what it's like to be standing on the edge of the building and fearing for your safety in that moment. And so in that example, the mind is sort of creating a story, and then the stories will generate sensations in the body. But what happens here is that the sensations are generated in the body, but then the body communicates back to the mind. Because the sensations are there, the mind has stored responses to those sensations. And so you'll start to feel those tingles, and maybe you think you need to get up or shake your hands or walk around. And that's because an experience has been activated in you, and there's an autopilot process sort of taking place there. And it's really impacted by the idea of visualizing and then intellectualizing. And so when we're talking about how perspective impacts us, what's important to understand is that cycle about how it's a circle. Because if you do not interject there and say to your body, no, I don't need to be afraid, these sensations are out of place, you may continue following the path, believing that you're not safe. And so it takes that intellectual discernment to say, we're not in the situation that we have stored. We're not on that autopilot road that we believe we're on right now. And if we're unaware that we're on an autopilot process, we may just follow it. And sometimes we can follow that right into self-sabotage. Because if you believe your sensations and you follow them, you will find whatever you're looking for. And that applies across the board. That applies to everything. And I know, you know, an example that people pass around a lot is if you say, I see a lot of red cars, you'll start to see a lot of red cars. And it's because your autopilot subconscious process is going to work to reconcile that story. And it's going to take discernment to see if that story is worth pursuing. And in the event that you want to pursue a goal or an outcome, you know, maybe you want to start a business, maybe you want to write a book. Those are two things I want to do. It's helpful. It's helpful to work with that autopilot process and use visualization and use imagery and use mood boards. I created a mood board for this year, which included writing a book and publishing a book in there. And when you use these autopilot processes, you can really impact your behavior so that your behavior will start to follow and your behavior will attempt to reconcile. And so when you have thoughts like, if I visualize myself getting an agent and signing a contract, if I visualize myself seeing my book published and feeling it in my hands, my body will recall sensations that I believe are associated with those experiences. And my body will feel these sensations and try and reconcile them. So it will try and play out a reality that accesses these sensations naturally. And so if I use a mood board, then I can give these images and these visuals to my autopilot process and allow that process to kind of work in tandem with my intellectual process where I'm goal setting and planning and thinking and working. It's important to remember that whether you intend it or not, you will see whatever you're looking for. And so if I'm looking for a published book in my life, I will find it. If I continue looking for a published book by myself in my life, I will find it. And it's because those autopilot processes are going to work alongside the conscious mind. And my subconscious and my conscious will really align with my thoughts about wanting to complete it and the physical sensation of having it completed. And so whether we mean it or not, whatever we're looking for, whatever's impacting the direction of our subconscious mind, that's like our North Star. That's the point at which our direction is focused. And when we have limiting beliefs, when we are unaware of what visuals are impacting our subconscious, or when we are unaware of our autopilot behaviors, then we'll really be steering in a direction that we don't want to be going. And that can be confusing, because when certain behaviors or actions are impacting our lives and they're non-verbalized, it can feel as though we do not have control over them. And when non-verbal actions and behaviors impact us, it can feel powerless. You know, we can really lean into not understanding how to communicate. And something that I said that came out in a discussion with my husband, we were talking about our own healing, and I was sort of explaining to him how difficult it is for me to self-regulate and how difficult it can be for me to pull myself out of an anxious state of mind. And I was explaining to him that what I had accessed was sort of this concept of seeing my anxiety as this like scared animal. And if I think about it like a fox in a hole that's like shaking, I can start to understand why the behaviors I've been using in response to that aren't working. Because, you know, you can't really talk a fox out of a hole. It's so much more about, you know, providing it the general experiences of safety. So like food, water, warmth, space. When you provide that sort of foundation of safety, the fox will on its own venture out of the hole. That's what will happen. So when I allow myself to see my dysregulation or my anxiety, or, you know, those feelings that come through, that, you know, trauma is stored in the body. And so those patterns will come through because I'm not fully aware of the North Star that's leading me there. When I treat them like an animal that I can't communicate with intellectually, it allows me to explore other options to help myself. Because we can often think that navigating our way out of certain situations is done in a intellectual, word-based process. But that doesn't have to be the way that we release ourselves from toxic behavior patterns and self-sabotaging behavior patterns. Sometimes, and especially if the trauma is stored in the body, especially if the patterns are stored in the body, sometimes what we need to do is really work around the thought process. We need to work around the ego mind, which is essentially pouring cement around the autopilot beliefs. Because like I said, our mind and subconscious work in a circle, and they sort of feed each other back and forth. And there needs to be like an interjection there. But until there is, the thought patterns are going to follow the behavior patterns, and the behavior patterns are going to follow the thought patterns. And when we find ourselves kind of stuck in that situation, it can be difficult to use the intellectual process to break the cycle. it can be difficult to use the thoughts because so much of the autopilot negative behaviors are coming through in a non-verbalized way. And so verbalization in response to them isn't impactful. And really understanding what our core beliefs are, what our limiting beliefs are, that's so much about accessing those autopilot behaviors, those non-verbalized choices, the stories and the actions that result from sensations. When we have the sensations in the body and we allow that to direct us towards what we want to say, how we want to identify, what perspective we want to hold, it's important to know whether those are coming from stored, limiting, toxic beliefs, or if you have intentionally chosen to have this North Star. And you know, the reality is we are conditioned. We're conditioned from birth to have perspectives and to believe certain things. And so in this conditioning really happens without our knowing, without our consent. And then there comes a time at which we are aware that we've been conditioned and we can unravel and distance ourselves from the conditioning and from the sort of limiting beliefs that have come through. But being able to unravel these things is really about understanding that they can be changed and understanding that every way that we think or everything that we believe doesn't necessarily serve us in the best way. And when we recognize that we are able to adjust our perspective, we're really able to access levers of control in how our behavior serves us or how our stories serve us, because we can really interject in the cycle and notice what North Star is really directing the behavior and replace it. Choose a different North Star. Intentionally choose a North Star that allows you to access the physical sensations of whatever you want to accomplish, whether it's, you know, safety, stability, calmness, or publishing a book or launching a business. All of those things cultivate different sensations in our bodies. And if we allow ourselves to look for those sensations, our behaviors will subconsciously autopilot move us towards that experience. And this will work for the good, this will work for the bad. And so whether you believe you have a North Star or not is really the first step in being able to take control of how your thoughts and behaviors serve your life. It's important to understand that the way that our perspective is it's like a lens. And one way that I have explained a toxic mindset before, something I struggled with was the way that other people would use their perspective against me, and especially family members. They would use their perspective to influence my choices. And it was sort of, you know, if you do this, I'll think this, or if you don't do this, I'll think that. And, you know, this is really a way that people can weaponize their perspective against us. And they can say, you know, I'll think you're a bad person if you do X, Y, Z. And in an attempt to avoid being labeled or judged as a bad person, we may adjust our behavior or attempt to do something differently. And, you know, there is a time and place, and but each person is responsible for identifying the time and place. But adjusting our perspective of our behavior should only ever come from guilt and shame. When you experience guilt and shame, that's a signal that it's time to adjust either your perspective or your behavior. But you know which it is. You know if you need to adjust your perspective or your behavior. But I got caught up in that with, you know, another person using their perspective against me. And so, the way that I explained this kind of toxic perspective is having spider goggles on. So, you know, this person has spider goggles on. So they look at me and they see spiders coming everywhere. But that's not because I have to do anything. That's not because I have to change anything. That's not because I have to start swatting at spiders. That's what they see, and that's their perspective. But they're in control of that, and I cannot influence it. One thing that I say in the Yoga for Family Values system is every person has absolute control over their thoughts, behaviors, perspective, and self-identification. And so that means that person who sees that, if they see through the spider goggles, they have to take the spider goggles off. I can't take them off for them. And so what I can do is say, you know, I see you having spider goggles on because I don't feel shame or guilt over my behaviors. So I don't think that I need to do anything. And that can be a really difficult position to take, especially, you know, I'm somebody who's recovering from codependency and I'm somebody who's recovering from people pleasing and perfectionism. So it can really be a challenging thing to say, I don't have anything to change. You go ahead and see me as a spider monster, you know. That can be a difficult position to take, but it's so important that we understand that our judgment and discernment and opinions have to come from within, because you, as much as they have absolute control over their perspective, you have absolute control over your perspective. And we have to really take responsibility for that. So if you feel inner peace about the behaviors that you're using and about the perspective you're holding, that's in alignment for you. And everything that's in alignment for you is not going to be in alignment for somebody else. And so we all have that autonomy. We all have that discernment where we need to decide if it's, you know, if it's us who needs to change the behavior or the perspective, or if we need to set a boundary because somebody else is unwilling to evaluate their own behavior or perspective. And we're all equally responsible for doing that. And we're all equally responsible for understanding that our perspectives are going to impact the way that we talk to somebody or what we see when they exhibit their own behaviors. And it's important to understand that our perspectives and their perspectives, you know, they're going to clash sometimes. And, you know, in a healthy relationship system, you're able to use empathy and compassion and respect to safely explore each perspective and see, you know, what each person is asking for and what need they're seeking to have met. And that works in a healthy relationship system. But when you're not functioning in a healthy relationship system, this perspective shift, it's not going to be a welcome venture to use perspective shifts. And I think it is so helpful to see someone else's behavior as a projection of their perspective, because that allows us to see our own behavior as a projection of our perspective as well. And when we do that, when we evaluate our behavior from a mindful place, sort of tethering outside of our body and watching us as a character operating in a movie and really evaluating that behavior, we're able to see where our nonverbal perspective is leading us and see what direction it's drawing us in. And so when we're talking about using the power of perspective, it's so helpful to understand that we have absolute control over our perspective. And, you know, that it can be hard to integrate that idea that we have control over our perspective and meet with suffering and experience suffering, because regardless of what our perspective is, suffering is a part of the human experience. And, you know, there really is the entire process of suffering is in contrast to experiencing, you know, safety and joy and love. And we don't have the lines and the boundaries to discern what safety and love and joy are if we don't have that contrast of suffering. And, you know, similarly with we wouldn't know what light or dark was if we didn't have the contrast to compare. You wouldn't know what hot or cold was without the duality. And so it's so helpful to understand that suffering is part of the human experience. And so we can anticipate that and we can prepare for that. And we can understand that our perspectives will follow us through the anticipation of those events. And we don't need to use perspective shifts to manage suffering. And I think that's really where perspective shifts can get insulting, where people say, and I know this is a big topic around cognitive behavioral therapy, is that you know, people don't want to be wrestled away from their perspectives when they are experiencing true suffering. And so, you know, the idea of perspective is not to repress your emotions. It's not to override your experience or to ignore that you do experience suffering. But the power of perspective is really about managing your subconscious behaviors and what actions and steps you take in response to the outside stimuli. Because we will always be impacted by life. And that can be in good ways and bad. You know, we will have good things happen to us. We'll get gifts and we'll have beautiful relationships and beautiful experiences. But alternatively, we will run into problems and we will have burdens. And this entire cycle, as we move through it, the perspective shift is not about changing what cycle is coming at you. It's not about denying what it feels like to be in that cycle. It's simply about directing your behaviors in a healthy and helpful way. Because when we choose our perspective and when we choose our North Star, the direction that we go in is what we get to control. That's where we get to not be powerless. Where we are truly powerless is whatever circumstances come at us, what we've been born into, our demographics, what our family systems are like. We do not have control over choosing that stuff, and we don't have control over whether or not we have to respond to that stuff. And it can be difficult, you know, it can be so difficult to, of course, I could fantasize about not having childhood trauma and how easy my life would be without that. But that perspective does not serve me, and it doesn't steer my ship in the direction that I want it to be going in. That really creates rumination, and it creates additional suffering in that I will attempt, my subconscious non-verbalized actions will attempt to reconcile that reality. And that is not a realistic venture. And so if I instead release what I can't control and admit to myself that I am powerless to the circumstances that come at me, but I am not powerless to navigating the circumstances, that's where I can really direct my energy and feel in the driver's seat of my own life. And so the one thing I would want anyone to take away from this episode about perspective specifically is that perspective is not meant to repress your emotions. Perspective is not meant to invalidate your lived experiences. What perspective can do for you is allow you to reprogram the behaviors that come from the intellectual thoughts and the stories that generate out of circumstances. Perspective shifts allow you to take more control over what experiences you have in the future. And, you know, going back to the cruise ship example, you have to really plan in advance to be taking a path with a cruise ship. You have to really be realistic about the time and the space and the momentum that is needed to get the cruise ship from point A to point B. And when you see your life like that, when you allow yourself to see your own life like directing a cruise ship, and that a North Star is going to be the thing that draws you in the direction you want to go. If you allow yourself to see that, you can recognize that perspective is meant to allow you to continue going, climbing, you know, and it is really, it's like climbing a mountain, and each perspective shift is just another pick in the side of the mountain pulling you up higher. And each time you make that perspective shift, you invite a behavior shift. Every time you invite a behavior shift, you invite in new stories, new possibilities, you open new doors for yourself. And so the power of perspective, it is not to erase what you've already gone through, and it is not to dismiss that you experience sensations because of conditioning and behavior patterns. Perspective is something for you to use to manage your life moving forward so that you can take the spider goggles off and see more clearly the direction that you want to be choosing. So I hope that was helpful for you today. I talked about in my Facebook group, Mindfulness and Manifestation, I talked about the importance of visualization and mood boards. I shared my 2024 mood board, and I talked about how mood boards really allow us to create that North Star for our subconscious mind, and how images and visualization really allow us to communicate directly with our subconscious mind. So it's such a great practice to use visualizing in images. So I would love for you to join the Facebook group. You can join the group by clicking the link in the episode description here, but you can always email me as well. I'm happy to send you a link. You can email me at hello@themiddaylatte.com. And feel free to reach out anytime. Talk to me about perspectives. Talk to me about the subconscious mind. It's my favorite thing to talk about. I'm writing a book. And if you'd like to get on the list to find out when the book is out, you can do that at themiddaylatte.com. But I'm writing a book and it's called Unraveling the Human Experience. And it's really about working within your subconscious mind and understanding how to operate your nervous system and your subconscious mind from the passenger seat. Because that's where we are. We're not fully in control. We're both a driver and a passenger in our own lives. And so through my own healing, I was really able to discover when I'm a passenger and when I'm a driver and what tools I can use in order to guide myself in the direction that I want to go. So if you'd like to get on the list for that, you can sign up at themiddaylatte.com. And again, reach out anytime. Find me on Instagram at Jocelyn Kate. Join the Facebook group. Find me on Facebook at TML Jocelyn Kate. I'd love to hear from you.